Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome to 60 Second Retail. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. In today's episode, we're exploring the evolving landscape of demand planning and inventory management. As retailers adapt to new challenges, effective demand forecasting is super critical. Join us as we discuss an innovative tool that integrates historical data, forecasting models, and diverse data resources to analyze trends with our guest speaker, Steven Swanson, Managing Director and Enterprise Business Application here at BDO. Let's dive in and find out how this technology can help retailers maintain a competitive edge. Welcome back to the show, Steven.
Good day.
Steven, so we have really evolved in the methodology of purchasing inventory. I mean, if you remember in the 90s, it was the big stock up strategy. I mean, do you get as much inventory as you possibly can and then try to sell it through? In 2000s, we kind of pivoted or morphed more into real-time stocking, really trying to buy just in time, which when the pandemic hit really threw a monkey wrench. And well, we know what happened. We had the toilet paper shortage crisis of the century. So now we're seeing another evolution in the demand planning strategy approach. So maybe tell us a little bit about some of the new tools that are out in the market now and what they are going to do for retailers in this specific space.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I have the privilege of working very closely with Microsoft with some of their newer technologies and newer tools they're bringing to bear. And they've recently released in the Dynamics portfolio of products a new demand planning power app. And that tool is exceptionally powerful. And you'll see this probably coming more so from Microsoft for the next few years, is they're merging together their ERP technologies as well as the Power Platform technologies to really augment and expand what you're able to pull with the system. What this specific tool does that's very powerful is that, of course, they've made it to where it's directly integrated with the Dynamics Finance Supply Chain ERP so that you can actually then act upon that demand plan and place your purchase orders and do all of your supply chain processes. But because it's lifted up and out of the ERP directly and now into a Power App, I can use it to connect to multiple systems and multiple ERPs and multiple sources of data to be able to ingest all of that data into coming up with a more robust plan. Specifically, for example, you might be in the middle of changing over some of your systems, and maybe one division of your company is still on the legacy ERP, and the new company, some other portions of the company are already on a newer ERP. Well, this tool will let you bridge that gap in between and be able to marry that together. And then not only that, if you're needing to draw in more data from history that's longer running, then you're able to bring all that data together and then evaluate it and collaborate on it, which is one of the very important parts of the tools, is that you can actually interact with this factory manager to say, hey, you know, I think we're going to sell 1,000 more of this unit. Do you think you can achieve that on the factory floor of actually producing 1,000 more in that given period? And it lets you actually collaborate via Teams with that person and updating the demand plans. So very powerful new tool. Can't wait to see how well it helps adapt and push retail to the next level of inventory management.
Sounds like it really brings the whole company together. So you may or may not know that AI is my magical word. It's something that, you know, we talk about, I think, on every single show. And although this sounds like an all-encompassing tool already, does AI play a role in this at all? Does it come into play with any of these new tools? And if yes, how does it make it better?
Yeah, absolutely. That, you know, because obviously we're talking about massive amounts of data, and we need to be able to collate and coalesce that data into something actionable. And so, for example, this particular one, I like to use the example of when we all see the hurricane models that are coming through the Gulf and where it might go. And, you know, this particular model shows it's going to swing further south, and this model says it's going to go this way. And they'll run multiple models to then see which one has the most number of models that are coinciding on top of each other. And that's what it'll then use as its demand forecast. And then what's also really cool about this with the AI is that you can now bring in additional external data. Let's say you're a clothing retailer and you're trying to forecast your warm weather clothing, and you want to bring in whether or not it's an El Nino or an El Niña year. You want to bring in what the, you know, the almanac is for the year for what the forecasted weather patterns are going to be, so you can decide at what week should I anticipate bringing in sweaters into the stores rather than, you know, normal historical demand, as well as how cold is it going to be? Should I go another 20% deeper into cold weather? And on top of that, AI can then also learn from, for example, if I'm phasing out this particular sweater and I know I'm going to replace it with this other sweater, you can then be able to tell it, you know, shape this new model that's being introduced against one of these other models to then take and layer in that expected forecast. So AI is absolutely key and critical to this specific workload.
So it really is amazing what we can do with all of these tools and technology today. I mean, if you think about it, that sometimes I just sit back and it truly is incredible just how far we've come. But I'm guessing we're not stopping at any point. And we do like to future-proof our retail. So where do you think this will be in, I don't know, maybe 5 to 10 years from now? What do you think is the next evolution in demand planning?
Well, obviously, we're talking about pure computational power. We're talking about the amount of data that it can ingest. This particular workload, to me, the single biggest thing that we're going to get over the, let's say, next 5 years is going to be the fact that we've actually seen forecasted models, and then we see how well we did against those models and learn through that feedback loop to actually continue to refine that and come up with better and better accuracy. That when we say we think we're going to sell 20% more sweaters because of this, that, or the other input, we actually did sell 20% more. So we should trust that in future years to actually act upon it. So because of this one being a very core area for AI, the technology itself is being applied quite well, but I think it's the sheer amount of data and the learning cycles of the repetitiveness of it are going to simply make it to where it is quite actionable and trustworthy on this particular area.
Excellent. Very good. Thank you very much, Stephen. And if you found this episode insightful, please be sure to share it with your friends and colleagues. And don't forget to add us to your library wherever you listen to podcasts so you can keep your finger on the pulse of retail. Have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.